Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller, the first edition of 2026. It sounds great to say that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, that's a good fresh start on the year. All right, Dr. Eller, every year we have a nomination process for Teachers of the Year, right?
Yes.
And there is a process amongst the school itself, and then the top nominees go on to the state. Am I correct in that?
So each school nominates a Teacher of the Year for their building.
Yeah.
And as you know, we have four schools. We have two that are considered elementary and two that are considered secondary.
Yes.
From there, each school system has the opportunity to only send one elementary teacher and one secondary teacher. So from those nominations, the district as a whole then votes on who needs to go to that next level and represent them. So the district as a whole chose Mrs. Hartzell to represent elementary and chose Mr. Browning to represent secondary at the next level.
This is exciting. Where do we begin? Where should we be? Let's start in elementary and then move up to to secondary.
So, well, and I wanted the community just to get to know them a little bit.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, when they see their name in the paper or hopefully when we win the state, they can say, oh, I remember hearing about them on the radio show.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So where do we begin? So, Ms. Tanya Hartzell, you are the media specialist at Indian Valley Elementary School.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself and how long you have been an educator.
This is my 16th year at Indian Valley. I started as a kindergarten teacher, moved to first grade, and am now a library media specialist.
Okay.
I've been in Sylacauga off and on for the last 16 years. Did not grow up here, but feel like I'm a Sylacaugian now.
Yeah, great.
I don't know what else to tell
you. But so going into now you being an educator, what motivates you every day to be an educator and to specifically be a librarian?
Well, education's changed a lot in the last 16, 17, 18 years. So probably what motivated me a long time ago is different than it does now. But the kids, obviously, if it weren't for the kids, I wouldn't want to be there at all. But, you know, and they can be challenging, but they're a lot of fun, too. They don't hold back. They share whatever's on their mind, and that's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. What would you want to say to your fellow teachers about the fact that they nominated you to be in this position?
I don't feel like I deserve it at all. We have some awesome teachers at our school. We all work together and try to do the best things for the kids. You know, we're trying to be as innovative as we can, and I'm very humbled that they would choose me.
I love it. That is, that's awesome.
And I was going to say, she's being very modest.
Well,
if you saw the library and if you saw what the library looked like when I arrived, and then you saw the transformation that has taken place under Ms. Hartzell's leadership, it is night and day.
I love it. And we were talking before we went on the air. She had mentioned that she was in kindergarten and you moved her into this position of media specialist. Why did you do that? What was the vision behind it?
So I got an opportunity to observe Ms. Hartzell in the classroom and especially observe a couple of reading lessons as I was going through and doing observations on all the teachers. And I knew the vision of where we wanted the media center to be and how it needed to be utilized and knew that I needed someone with her skill set and her creativity to really take on that role and really foster a love of learning, because that's where it begins. You know, that's, you know, our pre-K through second grade babies, that's where that love begins. And if we can cultivate that love of learning and that love of reading, then we see the dividends later on. And, you know, she was so creative. She had, I think I came in one day, she had puppets and was doing some phonemic awareness and some other activities using puppets. And I said, okay, this is what we need in there.
Well, I think that this is an incredible transition that you've made, and it sounds like it's paying off in so many in so many ways. So, congratulations on
Thank
that move
you.
And that nomination that you have. That's incredible. Thank you so much. All right, Mr. Browning, Yo. We have you. Hey, hey, how's it going?
Doing wonderful.
Where do we even begin with you? You are the seventh grade science teacher, right?
Yes.
And you also are involved with
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the skeet shooting, bass fishing, like all the things. Yes. I don't even know where to begin. Where to be? Where and, tell
and
us about
I,
yourself.
And I would say, I'm going to say, I taught seventh grade.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
And bless anybody that's willing to take on seventh graders.
Amen.
Yes.
And not only does he do it well, but those kids love him.
They
love him.
I was thinking about it, and I've never set foot in a classroom to teach. I was thinking, elementary sounds manageable in a sense. High school seems like they would cooperate a little bit more. But that sixth and seventh grade, I feel like would be like, really difficult at times.
It is.
But he does it so well.
But yes, you obviously do it well enough for your teachers to think that you are a secondary teacher of the year. So tell us about yourself and let us get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. This is year 15. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised here in Sylacauga. This is the only school that I have ever taught at Nichols-Olson. And I have been all over the building. Seventh grade science, eighth grade science, sixth grade science, a slew of career tech classes, and now I'm back to seventh grade science and loving it.
That's awesome. So you being here and Ms. Hartzell, you're also from here as
no.
well? No, you're not. Where are you from?
Kentucky originally.
Kentucky. Okay. So you're transplant a little bit, but that's okay. This is 16 years here is you
yes,
consider it home.
I feel like I'm from Alabama.
But Justin, you're from here, born and bred and raised. So you went to Sylacauga.
I am a product of Sylacauga City Schools. Yes.
And now you're back teaching. So what
absolutely.
How does that make you feel?
Great, but I never wanted to be a teacher.
Okay.
Never wanted to.
How did you get into it?
The Lord. I promise you that. It was a calling that I felt like was placed on me because I ran from it. Did not want to teach. Hated school.
Yeah.
I stayed in ISS when I was in elementary. I had my own desk with Miss Leonard. You can ask her.
Yes, and she's still trying
she's
to keep him straight.
Yes, that's right. We are friends now. We were not friends then. Yeah. But she did. She kept me straight. She got me. She helped me be who I am.
That's awesome. That's great. What a testimony to be able to say
absolutely.
That. I mean, that's really incredible. I mean, that I think is a perfect epitome of what an educator does. And you two are great examples of that. And to your leadership and being able to put them in these positions to be able to say, hey, you can transform a child's life. And you might not realize it at the time.
Right.
And the child is not going to realize it at the time. But look, Miss Leonard had an impact on you.
She was my favorite teacher because she was the only one I ever saw.
I love it. Oh, that's hilarious.
She's going to love this podcast.
She's
going to
love. She is for I love sure. me some Miss Leonard. I love Miss Leonard.
This is incredible. Oh, my goodness. I
you
love
know,
it.
And he's talked to me before about Mr. Bailey.
Okay.
You know, Mr. Greg Bailey, who's on our board, was the...
I took his room.
Was the
retired.
Yes, was the career tech teacher there at the middle school for many, many years and taught shop, as they called it back in the day, and had such an impact on Mr. Browning as well.
That's awesome. Okay, when you walk into the classroom, both of you, I know the students motivate you to be able to do your job, but looking at each other for just a second, what would you say about, and I know you're in two different buildings, and I think I did this with the last crew that you brought in. I asked them to say something about each other that you don't normally get a chance to say. I know you don't interact with each other. It's not like you're enemies. I'm not saying say something nice about each other. But obviously, you don't get to see each other regularly. But from what you hear from your fellow teachers, what can you say about Mrs. Hartzell? What can you say about Mr. Browning? And Mr. Browning, what can you say about Mrs. Hartzell?
Well, I don't know Mr. Browning. I didn't know him at all until we were both at the board meeting.
Yeah.
But I love your comedy. I feel a little bad that I didn't bring the funny stuff. You know?
Oh my gosh, that's fine.
But your dedication, just to hear all the things you do outside of the classroom, that's that's amazing. That shows right there that you're called and that is a calling to do stuff outside of what you normally have to do day to day. And That shows.
I could throw the same remark back to you because I don't know you. We don't internet. We have not met formally, but everything I hear from other people that you do everything you can in that library to get those kids involved into something. And that's just awesome. But that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a place for everybody, and we just got to help them find it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're spot on. You know, when you consider the fact that so many kids are in school, you know, they are getting so many kids will go home and they might not have much interaction with their parents. And in some cases, you may be the only adult figure in their life in some capacity. In other cases, you might be the most impactful adult that they will have. And so, you know, being able to be in the positions that you're in is definitely, I would say, you know, the Lord's hand at work, and super excited about what you've been able to accomplish and by direction of Dr. Eller in these ways. Definitely something to hang your hat on at the end of the day and be able to be proud of. So congratulations.
Thank you.
To both of you for your honors and your achievements, and looking forward to the next step. Hopefully one of these two will be a teacher of the year.
Yes, that would be exciting.
That'd be awesome. Oh my goodness, that'd be so great.
If not, there are teacher of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
And that speaks volumes, although I can't give you a vehicle. They won't even give me one.
Not even a rental, right?
No, not even a rental.
I love it. Well, maybe there'll be a tiny bonus maybe at the end of the year. I don't know how that works, but maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to manifest something.
I like his ideas. Yeah.
It could be a little something. I don't know. Well, very good. Dr. Eller, anything you want to add?
Well, we just, you know, one, appreciate their dedication, their hard work, and, you know, just glad that their peers recognize that as well. You know, we are, as Ms. Hartzell said, we are so blessed to have so many amazing educators in our buildings. It's hard to pick because we've got so many that, you know, exhibit these same characteristics, the same dedication. And to me, that's exciting, one, as a superintendent, but two, as a parent of children that are in Indian Valley right now. You know, it's exciting to know that they are in really good hands.
Absolutely.
So.
Couldn't say it better myself. Ms. Tanya Hartzell and Mr. Justin Browning, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
And we are excited about seeing our students coming back tomorrow.
Yes.
We've had a long break. It's been refreshing. Now, of course, our staff came back Monday, and our teachers have been busy in professional development and just getting geared up for the second half of the school year. We had a great first half of the school year, so we anticipate the second half to be even better and for us to finish strong.
It's going to be great. We're looking forward to a good 2026 and getting it started with a great beginning. So thank you for being here, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Thank you.